The CKHZ News Update was created in honor of World Water Day on March 22nd, which underscores the importance of fresh water and the need for its protection, as well as access to clean water worldwide. The water security team on Quadra Island is expanding its education outreach with dedicated information tables, demonstration water storage tanks, and a wetland restoration partnership with the Quadra Elementary School. The team is one of eight nestled under the umbrella of Quadra Island's Climate Action Network, commonly referred to as Quadra ICAN. Lee Gass, who got involved with the water security initiatives at a friend's urging last fall, told CKHZ News about the many projects on the go, education being first and foremost.
So what are some of the things that this water security team is doing right now that feel important?
Well, one thing that's very important is that it's educating us on the water team, especially about how little we know about our water. We know it rains a lot. We know wells run dry sometimes. We know the one government observation well on the island has been decreasing over its history. And we know a few things about the geology. We know a few things about aquifers under the ground, but we certainly don't know enough. One of the projects that are helping to educate other people on the island is that for several years, there's been a water security information table once a week at the Kwathiaski Cove store. That's Friday afternoons. And then recently, a second table started up on Wednesdays at the Harriet Bay store. Lots of information, lots of opportunity for people to stop and ask questions and just open that dialogue about how important knowing about our water is to everyone on the island.
What are some of the things that the team at these tables is passing on to the folks who come by and are interested?
Well, one of the more interesting things is the graph that records the water level in that government observation well. People see that the water level in that aquifer has been decreasing for the last 15 years. They can see that it rises in the winter and falls in the summer. They can see that it falls farther each year. All kinds of things like that get people thinking about their wells. I think the main function is to be there to answer questions and to deepen people's understanding of their water and what they can do to conserve it, and what the island has to do to really think about the uses of water and the sources of water and the amount of water and water quality that we have available to us.
Gass is an emeritus professor of zoology at UBC, who studied hummingbirds for half of his life and won national awards for teaching as well as for innovation in science education. Since 2004, he's been a full-time stone sculptor on Quadra Island, but has brought his extensive science background to the water security projects. He researched and wrote a short course on groundwater and aquifers that is part of the information now available through the team.
I wrote that just to educate myself about the geology. Quadra Island's quite complex geologically and has different kinds of bedrock and different kinds of substrates for aquifers to reside in. And that 8-page document has accompanied grant applications. We use it in outreach to experts other places. We're talking with several hydrologists. We had a hydrologist working with us for last year, and then she moved on. Yeah, more and more and more, we're establishing contacts with people in other places, some of whom are experts in what we need to know. And some of them are people on other islands and in other communities who also want to know about their own water. So we learn from them and they learn from us. It's actually quite exciting to see all the concern about water and the efforts to understand water in BC and especially here on the coast. It's paradoxical because it rains so much that it's just natural to think that we have an unlimited quantity of water, but we don't.
The team has also been selling water storage tanks. These have a capacity of 1,000 liters and are made of food-grade metal-reinforced plastic, which can be stacked. They come with plumbing parts that will adapt the outlet to fit a garden hose, and the team sells them equal to their own cost at just over $200 each. Interested islanders can contact Chris Wellstein by emailing kwequestrian@gmail.com. The team is also setting up two venues for demonstrating how these work.
There will be two demonstration tanks, one at the former credit union in Kwathiaski Cove and another one at Quadra Builders. And Quadra Builders sell different kinds of tanks, but they sell the plumbing for these tanks. So it's to everybody's advantage to have these demonstration tanks available to collect water from rooftops. And it's to the advantage of Quadra Builders to be there to advise people on the plumbing and to sell the plumbing. The one at the credit union will be installed, I think, in April. And we've just started the conversation with Quadra Builders.
It's great to have that support in the community as well from organizations there.
And the demonstration tank at Quadra Builders will be a double-decker. They're fairly easy to install, and they collect water from rooftops and store it for use.
There is another big initiative in the works.
Another project that I think is really worth talking about is that Quadra Elementary School contacted us about a wetlands preservation, wetlands restoration project that a teacher there had in mind to do with the kids, and he wanted our help. And well, one of our members is a specialist in reconstructing wetlands. So it was a perfect marriage. That's beginning now, the planning stages. There's some money in place to do it. There's another grant application going in to finish it, and that'll involve the whole school. It'll involve the community because that wetland will become a public park that people can walk through. And we hope to engage local high school students in that project and other people. So, for example, we have plans to produce a video of that project from the beginning, before, during, and after, interviews with the kids and all the other people who are involved. And that'll be a massive public education project, as well as protecting water in Kwathiaski Cove and helping to recharge the aquifer down below.
Is there a vision or mission that drives the water security team?
Well, yes, to understand our aquifers. All we know right now is that at South Quadra, that is from Harriet Bay South, where most of the people live, there are at least two aquifers. We don't know their boundaries. We don't know how much water they hold. And so a major project that is beginning now is to monitor those wells on those aquifers and determine which parts of the island are connected to each other in terms of the water down below. That's important. And we're bringing hydrologist experts in to advise us, to train us, and to do some of the more critical aspects of that work.
It's amazing how much you're getting done, because I understand this is all volunteer hours.
Yeah, and we enjoy it. Different members have different things that they champion. Emails are flying all the time about opportunities for funding and different experts we might contact and who should contact them and who should talk on the radio this time. And then we're also a part of ICANN. So one of our members is our representative on the ICANN steering committee.
It sounds like you're really building an amazing resource of information and connections to other places around this. Is there anything else you would like to mention?
There'll be a Safe Wells workshop. It's in May. Sylvia Barroso, who's the regional hydrologist for the province, she'll lead that workshop. And it's a public workshop, and everybody will be able to come and understand their own wells better. I'm sure it'd be open to people from Cortez as well. It's a public meeting.
The workshop will be held at Quadra Community Center on Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Thank you so much, Lee. This has been fascinating. I really appreciate the work that the water security team is doing.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to let people know about it. And the main thing is the conversations. What we really want is everybody talking about water and thinking about water and thinking about competing uses of water.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.